Erevin, Perek Vav, Mishnah Zion 6-7. We continue to discuss the halachas of Erev Chatzeros and who needs to contribute. In the previous Mishnah, we had discussed the possibility of a single structure having multiple residents, if you will, the basketball court story. Now we're going to talk about the other possibility, the other question, which is, as we've seen already from the concept of both Erev Chatzeros and Erev Tchumen, we saw that your home is kind of where your food is. So the question is, what happens if there are multiple physical structures, and there's different houses around the chatzer, but their source of food is one place? So the simplest example would be, you have a father who has two sons that live on the chatzer with him. So let's say, for argument's sake, there are five residents in the chatzer, and so in a normal circumstance, there are five residents in the chatzer, so to speak, everyone gives one slice of matzah, and there'll be five matzahs in the box somewhere to make the Erev Chatzeros. What happens if the father is supporting his two sons? The sons live in their own homes, but the food all comes from the father's house. So do we say that they essentially are extensions of his home, and therefore one matzah for the three of them would suffice? Or no, since they have separate homes, it doesn't matter that their food comes from a single place. You'll just recall, to make sure that the question's more clear, we had said, for example, that if you had business partners who owned barrels of wine together, they could be combined. Just speaking it out, even though that's not exactly the case here, just reminding you that there's such an issue like that. So here, the Mishnah is going to say, ha'achin, oh, sorry, one more thing. The Mishnah here needs, you need to get your pencil out. It doesn't, the words only say exactly what the case is. It's a little incomplete of a Mishnah. Need some fleshing out. So the words of the Mishnah are, ha'achin ha'shutafin, which literally means the brothers who are partners, shayu ochen al shulchan avin, and they eat at their father's table, literally, v'yishenim bevateim, and they sleep in their own homes. Okay, so those are the words, but that's not the case. The case is going to be, there are actually two parallel cases. I'll say the first one to keep it simple. You have brothers, meaning sons of a single father, who get their food from a single source, meaning their father provides them their food, but they not just sleep, but also eat in their own homes. I appreciate the Mishnah doesn't say that, but that's the case. The case is the boys get the food from their father, but they eat in their own homes. And as far as this case of Hashutafim, the partners, so really that's like a separate case, an analogous case, where you have, let's say you have two, you know, itinerant workers who are coming through, who work on the farm, let's say, and they take up a residence here in the Chatzir while they're doing their work. And what was typical in the time of the Mishnah, as we've seen in other Mishnahs elsewhere, is that everyone kind of lived hand to mouth, and it was common, certainly not uncommon, for workers to get their wages paid in food. So the scenario of the Shutafin, our partners, meaning you have two guys, let's say, they've come now to work on this farm, and the deal is that the farmer, the owner of the farm, he compensates them for their work by providing them with food, for example. So every day he sends home, you know, whatever it is, a chicken and a gallon of beer, and everyone gets, you know, half, each of the two guys, each one lives in their own little apartment, but each one gets, you know, half a chicken and half a gallon of beer. They split it up. Again, the point is that their food source is coming from a single place, their employer. So it's analogous to their dependents and getting food from the employer, which is analogous to the two sons' dependents and getting their food from a single source, their father. Okay, so in both those cases, the din is ha'achin hashutafin shahayu ochin al shulchan avin v'yishinim bevateim. Two brothers were getting food from their father, but they eat and sleep in their own homes. Tzrichin erev l'chol echad ve'echad. It's not good enough to get food from the same source to be considered a single residence. No, since they are eating in their own homes and sleep in their own homes, so they're considered separate residences. And if the story I gave before, one father, two sons, and two other randoms, five of them have five apartments around the single chatzer, there'll be five slices of matzah, one from each of the five residences in the box, in the Erev. Now, just to make sure it's clear, if it would be that these boys actually ate in their father's home, meaning as the Mishnah kind of reads, literally at their father's table, and they just slept in like a separate apartment, so then actually they would be considered to be totally united, and a single slice of matzah, so to speak, from the three of them would be sufficient. Okay, but that's not the case of our Mishnah. Lefikach, and therefore says the Mishnah, im shachach et echad mehem, below Erev, if one of the brothers, let's say, neglected to contribute to the Erev, so there's just four slices of matzah, not five, so then what will they need to do in order to allow the other four to carry in the chatzir, mevatel es reshuso, the din will be, he'll be required cede his rights in transferring into the chatzir to the other four, as we discussed previously, so that they can carry. He won't be able to carry. The point is he by himself will mess them up. But we'll learn some interesting halachas here. Emasai, when is that true? When is it true that if he didn't contribute, then everything's messed up and he has no choice but to be mevatel his reshus and give the other four the rights to carry without him? That's bezman shemolichen eruvin b'makom acher. That assumes that the eruv, meaning the box of matzahs, is being kept in one of the randoms' houses. So that's separate. Aval im haya eruv ba etzlan, if the box of matzahs, meaning the eruv, is by them. So the din is, and this is actually a general rule, doesn't have anything to do with this particular Mishnah, a general rule, that technically, if there are five residences, we're talking about five slices of matzah in the box to make the Eruv. The truth is that the person at whom the box of matzah is staying for Shabbos, he need not contribute a slice of matzah. The reason why is because the whole symbolic point is the box of matzahs are everyone's food and everyone is living in the home where you're keeping that Eruv, the box of matzahs. But if the person who's already resident there in every other sense of the term doesn't contribute a slice of matzah, he just keeps the box there. So, of course, he's also resident in his own home. It's his home. Therefore, he doesn't need to give a slice of matzah. And therefore, it will come out that if the box of matzahs for the Eruv is being kept at this guy's home, the brother who didn't neglect the sheet of matzah, didn't donate to the Eruv, it's going to be okay. He won't need to contribute, and he still could let everyone could carry, including him, in the Eruv. And, excuse me, in the Chatzir. And that's true even if the box of matzahs is being kept at his father's house. Hear that. Since he's like a half resident, a quasi resident of his father's home, and as much as he's getting food from his father's home, we said that's not good enough. But if we have the box of matzahs, the Eruv, being kept at the father's home, and he's also getting his food from his father's home, so he's sufficiently subordinate to and part of his father's home, that even if he doesn't contribute a loaf of matzah to the box, still he doesn't mess everyone else up and he still could carry. So it's like a gray area where he's sort of kind of connected. So again, if the box of matzah is kept at his father's house, he doesn't need to contribute, and if he doesn't, it's still okay. He and everyone else can carry. Fine. So that's the first case. Amosai, when does it apply that he needs to be mevatel reshus? Bezman shemolichen eruvin b'makom acher, assuming they keep it at someone else's house. Aval im haya eruv ba etzlan, if the box of matzahs of the eruv is kept by them, meaning him or his father, then he wouldn't need to. Or another possibility, plan B, why he wouldn't need to be mevatel his reshus, because he is allowed to carry, even though he didn't contribute to the eruv, is osha ein imahan diurin b'chatzer. If there's no one else living in the chatzer, meaning the sons are kind of on this halfway, they're half residents of the father's home. It's not good enough compared to the other randoms in the chatzer. But if the only people living in the chatzer is the father and his children, and the father is the source of their food, so then even without an eruv, it's okay, since they already kind of live at his home, so as much as they get food from his house, even without contributing to the eruv, and making an Eruv, there's no need to set up an Eruv. Einan Tzrichin La'arev, there's no need to make it. They could still carry amongst themselves.